From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Sarah Palin, the one-time vice presidential candidate, visited Nevada today trying to rally voters against Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Brandon Ridderman with member station KUNR in Reno attended today's Tea Party Express rally.
With Nevada's polls already open for early voting, roughly 1,000 turned out to hear Palin speak on behalf of Republican Sharon Angle. The Tea Party tour is expected to energize Angle's conservative base, but with Reid and Angle polling at a statistical tie, I asked Sarah Palin how the Tea Party's message can bring undecided moderate voters into the fold.
It should resonate with the moderates, those who want to get back to work. It's not an ultra-far-right, socially conservative agenda that we're talking about. We're talking about the economy.
Angle, who was notably absent from the rally, takes a staunchly conservative stance on both fiscal and social issues. She won Nevada's Republican primary thanks in large part to support from Tea Party activists. The Tea Party Express visits two rural Nevada cities before going to Las Vegas tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Ridderman in Reno.
Federal judge looking at the military's don't ask, don't tell policy has tentatively refused to let the Pentagon reinstate its ban on openly gay men and women serving in the military while the government appeals her previous ruling. U.S. District Judge Virginia Phillips heard from both sides as she examined the issue of whether to temporarily freeze an injunction she issued earlier this month that halted enforcement of the 17-year-old rule. The judge's initial ruling was in response to a lawsuit filed by a gay rights organization. Military has said it will abide by Judge Phillips' injunction as long as it remains in place. The Justice Department had asked Phillips to stay the ruling while it prepares an appeal. U.S. Department of Justice is weighing in on a court case over a planned Islamic center in Tennessee. A department brief filed in state court upholds Islam's constitutional protection. That's despite a lawsuit to hold off the mosque construction. More on the story from Daniel Potter from member station WPLN in Nashville.
The Murfreesboro Mosque's opponents claim it could foster Sharia law and terrorism. And in Rutherford County Chancery Court, they've questioned whether Islam even merits religious protection at all. It certainly does, says U.S. Attorney Jerry Martin, and has for a long time.
The Supreme Court has repeatedly recognized Islam as one of the world's major religions, deserving the same First Amendment protections afforded to Christians and Jews.
Martin says the federal government isn't intervening in the case, just pointing out to the court that adopting the plaintiff's position is probably illegal. Martin also says an arson at the site of the planned mosque remains under investigation after some construction equipment was burned there 2 months ago. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville.
Third straight profitable quarter for banking giant Citigroup. The New York-based bank announcing for the 3 months ending in September, it posted earnings of nearly $2.2 billion. Wall Street rose on the news of the strong earnings. The Dow was up 80 points today. You're listening to NPR. Justice Department officials are announcing they have filed suit against Michigan Blue Cross Blue Shield, alleging the company sought to discourage competition by working to raise hospital prices. The lawsuit filed by the Assistant Attorney General in the state accuses Michigan Blue Cross Blue Shield and the state's hospitals of instituting so-called most favored nation clauses that essentially guaranteed no other competing health care plans could get a more favorable rate. The government contends that Michigan Blue Cross Blue Shield had such deals with at least 70 of the state's 130 acute care hospitals. The health care company, for its part, says negotiated costs are part of what it uses to protect health care affordability for millions of Michiganers. Jury selection is underway in the trial of a Salvadoran man accused of killing Chandra Levy, a U.S. government intern. As NPR's Jamie Terabay reports, her death nearly 10 years ago made international news after she was linked to a California congressman.
The man on trial is 29-year-old Ingmar Gwandik. He's charged with murder, kidnapping, attempted sexual assault, and other counts. Authorities claim he attacked the intern when she was jogging alone in the park in May 2001. Levy's case was a national sensation because her body wasn't found until more than a year after her disappearance, and her involvement with then-Representative Democrat Gary Condit made him a prime suspect at one point. He's no longer believed to have had anything to do with her death. Jurors at a D.C. Superior Court completed an 11-page questionnaire to determine whether they could sit for the case. According to news reports, Gwandik was dressed in the beige blazer and addressed the jurors in Spanish. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices rose $1.83 a barrel to close at $83.08. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.